From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told an emergency session of the UN Security Council that the United States would not wait for another resolution because Syrian President Assad had apparently used chemical weapons on his own people.
Further delay by compromising with Russia for a watered-down resolution would have only strengthened Assad. Strengthening Assad will only lead to more murders. We were not going to allow that.
The U.S. attack came in retaliation for Tuesday's deadly chemical attack that officials said used chlorine mixed with a nerve agent, possibly sarin. More than 80 people, including children, were killed in that attack that drew wide international condemnation. Meanwhile, Syria's main ally, Russia, is condemning the U.S. attack. Russia's President Vladimir Putin said the attack will inflict major damage on U.S.-Russia ties and was in violation of international law. Russia's Deputy U.N. Ambassador Vladimir Safronkov was also critical of the U.S. He said America's appeal to move forward the political process, they are hypocritical after this military attack, unfortunately. In response to the U.S. attacks, Russia said it was suspending an agreement to avoid accidental conflicts between the U.S. and Russian military aircraft operating in Syrian airspace. The U.S. strike against Syria, a key Russian ally, has heightened attention on U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's visit to Russia next week. It's unclear if the action will impact Tillerson's meeting with his counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has accepted an invitation from Chinese President Xi Jinping to make a visit to Beijing later this year, although no date has been set. The news came at the conclusion of their two-day summit at Trump's Florida retreat. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross told reporters Friday that the United States has a 100-day action plan on trade with China, but offered few additional details. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the two leaders discussed North Korea and said the U.S. and China share a commitment to a denuclearized Korean Peninsula and agreed to increase cooperation to achieve that goal. Authorities in western Myanmar says a ferry carrying scores of wedding guests capsized in the Nagawan River, killing 20 people. Emergency workers said the ferry collided with another boat. Officials said at least 9 people are missing and 30 have been rescued so far. Sweden is observing a national day of mourning Saturday following what the prime minister described as a terrorist attack in Stockholm. Stefan Löfven is Sweden's prime minister.
We are determined never to let the values that we treasure, democracy, human rights, and freedom, to be undermined by hatred.
A truck plowed into pedestrians outside a busy department store in Stockholm Friday, killing 4 people and injuring 15 others. Police arrested a man described as a person of interest. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Friday's attack. Sweden's government offices will fly flags at half-staff on Saturday in memory of the victims. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch, bringing a contentious 14-month partisan battle to a close after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Gorsuch is a stellar addition to the high court. The final confirmation vote came after the Senate Republicans rewrote the rules, voting to eliminate the 60-vote filibuster threshold on Supreme Court nominees. Leading Senate Democrat Charles Schumer of New York says that move could make the court more partisan. The victory gives President Trump's 49-year-old nominee a lifetime spot on the high court and his party a much-needed political win after failing to pass legislation on health care and other issues. And Venezuela's opposition leader Enrique Capriles says authorities have banned him from public office for 15 years. There was no immediate comment from the Venezuelan government. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.